Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders in great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and say to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and say to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among angels of God over one sinner who repents. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's so clear the will of God that each one of us are called for holiness without any exception. In the heart of God, all are called to be with Him. We thank the Lord that we are called to be with Him. Unfortunately, at times we put too much attention on our own selves than to follow Jesus. Because at times, to follow Jesus, we have to practice charity, mutual love. It is a challenging thing, because still we put ourselves in the first place of our life. But Jesus came on earth. He did nothing else but love each one of us. He even offered his life for each one of us, so that we can love in the same way as he loved. That's why he gave us a commandment. He said, I give you a new commandment. Love another as I have loved you. Jesus expects us to love the way he loves. That means to love unconditionally. Always the first one to love. We have to ask Jesus to forgive all our sins in the past, that we don't put him in the first place, that we don't love our neighbor as much as Christ would love them. We have to ask this special grace from God, from Jesus, to give us the open heart to receive everyone, even those who don't like us. Just give us the strength to bless them, to just to follow Jesus. Don't look at what people will seeing at you, but important is what Jesus would let us see in us. We have to look at the eyes of Jesus, not the eyes of the others. Nobody loves us or not loves us. Important is to choose God to choose to follow Jesus. And Jesus is accompanying us, even though he allows us to go through trials, to go through difficulties. But he always gives sufficient grace to overcome them. If we do not forgive, we do not have peace, because that's not love. Only love can give us peace. So share this with Jesus. Tell him that we are limited. Tell him that we truly trust in his grace, and ask him to give us sufficient grace to bless others, especially those who do not like us, or we do not like them, or with an open heart. Jesus, we trust in you.